The Bird Show.
I'll admit it, I'm kind of a judgmental a-hole sometimes at the airport.
Like, I mean, it happens to the best of us.
If, I'll confess, if I see dogs, people walking their dogs in the airport, if they don't have that little vest that says emotional support dog, I just assume that you've lied to the airline and you want to bring your dog with you on your vacation.
Well, haven't they cracked down on that stuff, though?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I thought I read that the airlines were cracking down on it because people were taking advantage of the situation because it wasn't just dogs. They were bringing, like, emotional support peacocks.
Right. I mean, it's happening so often now that they actually have, like, dog release your poop areas
at
airports now, right? And I just automatically, I guess I'm starting to assume the worst in people now, right? I'm like, oh, man, you don't need that English bulldog.
Yeah, but if you're traveling somewhere and you need your dog to go with you, and if you have a well-behaved dog, I don't have a problem with you bringing your dog.
Yeah,
a lot of these dogs, a lot more well-behaved than some of these people that have been flying lately.
100%. It doesn't affect my life at all. Uh-huh. It doesn't. So I know that I'm being judgmental. However, if you've gone through this process now where you're trying to lie to the airline to get your dog to go on flights and go with you, you don't have to do that anymore. Except it's going to cost you a whole bunch of money. There is a new airline. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke, called Bark Airline. It says that you can bring your dog. Now, it's an option for dogs traveling with their human companions. There are now flights between New York, LA, London also. They start on May 23rd. But here's the catch. It's $8,000 one way.
What?
$8,000 one way.
That's insane.
You can bring your dog on the flight. So I think it's dogs and people on these flights. And I don't think they're down. I think they're all hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, it in says, the main cabin and stuff.
Really?
Which would be a blast.
It says during the flight, dogs will receive treats and dog anxiety blankets.
Aww.
I'm not mad at it. The only problem is my dog would have to pay for it.
$8,000, right? One way.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't have $16,000, you better be delivering your dog somewhere.
Not coming back.
All right, so the email is, she's wondering if she is being an a-hole here because a friend needs some help while she's moving to a new city. Her friend could help her out. Now she's wondering, do I really want her in the house or not? Abby's got the email.
Hi, Bird Show. I'm a listener of the podcast from Chicago. I've been listening for years now, and I want to thank you guys for getting me through some tough times. Now, please help me. Here's the problem. My friend lives in Las Vegas, but wants to come home to Chicago and has been telling people she is going to stay with me for a few months until she, quote, gets on her feet. The issue is, I was never asked about this. Does she plan to just show up at my doorstep with her bags and her two kids? Am I supposed to just open my home randomly because I'm not even sure of when she plans to make the move? It could be tomorrow for all I know. She has always been one of those friends that always needs help, but burns bridges as well. Her children's dads have already stated that she cannot, under any circumstances, be allowed to move in with either of them. She's also not on speaking terms with her mother. So when she comes home, she really won't have anywhere to go. I'm a single woman that lives in a two-bedroom apartment with my three cats and the occasional overnight guest. Will I be the a-hole if I tell her she cannot stay with me and that she's going to have to figure it out? I don't want the children to suffer, but I also don't want to change my entire lifestyle for a few months. Any advice from you and your listeners would be amazing. Please help.
All right, so if this was you and you hear this information from multiple friends that this is what she's telling people, now that you are privy to this information, do you just sit on it and wait for her to come to you? Or do you go ahead and be like, hey, some of our friends are saying this. Is that your plan? Did you plan on asking me if that was cool?
I think we're talking about two particular different kinds of friends. For instance, if you and I, Kristen, lived in different cities,
mm-hmm.
right? And you were coming to my city and you needed a place to crash.
With Jimmy.
With Jimmy also, right? A couple of months is a little long. but I think if you assumed that you were going to stay with me and told friends that you were going to stay with me, because we're so close, it wouldn't offend me. I would assume that if you were coming to my city and you needed help, you would come to me. So if you told a couple of friends before you actually got it to me, that sounds very much like Kristen.
No, absolutely not.
I wouldn't be offended at all. I would know that you were going to hit me up at some point, and I would just assume you were staying with me. It wouldn't offend me at all.
I'm not going to assume anything. You got to hit me up and you got to ask me something like that. That's a big deal.
Like I'm saying,
it's I don't even like people like popping by my house unannounced.
I don't even want you to drive by.
Don't even look me up on Google Maps.
None of that.
Okay?
No,
none.
I mean, I would assume if somebody is, like you said, assuming that they're going to stay with me without asking me, that they're a really close friend of mine. Mm-hmm. But I also assume if you're a really close friend of mine, you would know that I ain't going to go for this.
Right?
So for me, you got to ask your friend. I mean, this would be a no-brainer for me. I would go immediately to my friend and be like, this is what I heard. What's really going on? And what do we need to do to get you out of this situation?
Yeah. And if I had a friend, this is like a best friend that was in a dire situation with the kids. Yeah, you can stay with me for a couple weeks. That's what friends do. A couple weeks, not a couple months.
Right.
Oh, I'm not asking the friend. I'm taking this time to divert, to create some kind of situation that's going to make it easy for me to not have to lie, but also keep them out of my apartment. Because I can tell that you feel like this person is waving their flag of entitlement of like, oh, of course I'm just going to stay with her. I'm getting the sense that this person's a little difficult, maybe doesn't have a lot of other friends, and maybe you're a people pleaser type of person, and you really want to make, and you are maybe the only person that can typically handle this kind of person because you're such a people pleaser. So if I were you, I would start making plans for people to come stay with you for weekends and weeks so that when they eventually do have to come to you, because I'm assuming they're not just going to come to your doorstep, you can go, oh, you can't. Sorry, my mom's staying with me for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've got about a handful of people that could just assume they were staying with me without asking me before telling a couple of other friends.
I'm letting you all know right now, don't assume that.
Ever.
You better be asking me.
You better be my parents, and even then.
The Bird Show.